COVID-19 presents many challenges for local museums, some even as simple as how to transport kids to the museum in the first place.
For them, it's getting the transportation to be able to come, finding the time off work, bringing little brothers and sisters. I mean, you know, I get it.
That's Sally Snyder of the Peoria Riverfront Museum's Every Student Initiative. I'm Daniel Musisi, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio.
Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from Pekin Insurance and Unland Companies. On Deck helps you start each day with an update on what's happening in our community, brought to you by local partners. Pekin Insurance and Unland Companies, your total insurance solution. More at unland.com and pekininsurance.com.
Today is Thursday, July 30th, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. The ongoing COVID-19 pandemic is leading to more and more people dealing with mental health issues such as anxiety and depression. Joe Deacon reports.
Dr. Ted Bender is the president of Unity Place, the Behavioral Health and Addiction Services branch of Unity Point Health. Bender says the prolonged pandemic is making it hard for people to interact, resulting in a negative influence on mental fitness.
We're facing an invisible enemy that one of the ways to kind of beat it or try to contain it, at least, is to not be around other people. So that's going to create a significant amount of isolation and loneliness.
Dr. Luke Raymond, manager of behavioral health for OSF Healthcare, says people should watch for signs that someone might be struggling with a mental issue.
A really important thing to sort of pay attention to is if an individual loses interest in activities or events that they typically find meaningful, if they're just sort of bad.
Both Raymond and Bender say people are often afraid to reach out to someone they suspect may be struggling. But Bender says simply asking if someone is okay can be very beneficial.
It sends a message, hey, I'm here, I'm concerned, I'm here to help, you know, you have an ally.
The National Suicide Prevention Lifeline can be reached at 1-800-273-TALK. I'm Joe Deacon.
Here are some of the stories on deck in the WCBU newsroom. The Illinois High School Association has moved football, volleyball, and boys' soccer to the spring season. The move comes after Governor J.B. Pritzker announced new restrictions on youth and recreational sports. 61 new confirmed cases of COVID-19 were reported in the Tri-County area on Wednesday. That brings the total to 1,482. A resource center for residents impacted by recent flash flooding will open today in Roanoke. More than 8 inches of rain fell on the village in less than 3 hours on July 15th. Find more on these stories and others at WCBU.org. You're listening to WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. Many Central Illinois school districts plan to limit the time students spend in physical classrooms this fall. Correspondent Brianna Groh has this report on how the Peoria Riverfront Museum is preparing to adapt its largest student outreach initiative to the COVID-19 reality.
Normally, staff at the Peoria Riverfront Museum would be gearing up to welcome busfuls of students when school resumes in a few weeks. Instead, they're holding meetings to decide if they can't bring students into the museum, how can they bring the museum to students? After closing in mid-March, the museum itself is now open at limited capacity under Phase 4 of Illinois' reopening plan. But between physical distancing and schools reopening with optional in-person learning, there won't be any field trips this fall. Over the last 3 years, tens of thousands of students have taken free class trips to the museum as part of the Every Student Initiative. Program Chair Sally Snyder says that means a lot of kids, particularly in Peoria public schools, won't get to go to the museum at all. She says the district's majority low-income families face plenty of hurdles getting to the museum without adding a global pandemic to the mix.
For them, it's getting the transportation to be able to come, finding the time off work, bringing little brothers and sisters. I mean, you know, I get it.
But Snyder says those are exactly the families she wants to reach most.
They're the most vulnerable. Those of us who live where we live, our kids are going to get it anyway. There's a whole lot that aren't going to have those opportunities.
Throughout the pandemic, many families have stayed connected to the museum through the virtual Peoria Riverfront Museum, launched just before Governor J.B. Pritzker's statewide stay-at-home order went into effect. The same ethos that drove that project is now driving the museum's search for a solution to the remote learning problem. As museum president and CEO John Morris puts it, COVID-19 or not, kids still need inspiration.
We want every student to feel like they're part of this museum. when that happens, I think you see an engagement on the part of our young people that really sparks their learning, it builds their confidence, and best of all, it unleashes their talent.
One idea is to use the same technology that makes the virtual museum possible to produce virtual tours.
If a school has a lesson about the solar system for fifth graders, our planetarium experts could do a live interactive program that is pumped right into the classroom.
For those students who won't be spending the semester in a school building, connecting with the museum may be as simple as turning on the TV. WTVP President and CEO Leslie Matusik says Remote was created to bring educational content to children living in rural, inner city, and underprivileged areas without access to broadband.
People assume that every student has a computer, that every student has internet, and that everybody has cable. That's not the case.
But she says most households do have a television, and starting September 1st, K-12 students will be able to turn it on to watch content on a variety of subjects like math, science, reading, language arts, and social studies. That includes content produced inside the Peoria Riverfront Museum.
We would like to go in, record, put John, the curators, other folks with expertise so that students and anybody that's interested in having this virtual tour can experience it as if they were standing right there in the museum.
At their core, museums are about objects, and museum staff say nothing can replace coming into the building to directly interact with those objects. But for now, students can at least listen to those objects tell their stories on the small screen. I'm Brianna Groh.
This story was produced in partnership with the Pulitzer Center. For more stories about the effect of COVID-19 on museums, please visit the Prairie State Museums Project at prairiestatemuseumsproject.org. Thanks for choosing WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. I'm Daniel Musisi. Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from Pekin Insurance and Unland Companies. On Deck helps you start each day with an update on what is happening in your community, brought to you by local partners Pekin Insurance and Unland Companies, your total insurance solution. More at unland.com and pekininsurance.com.